Hey, y'all. How are you?
Super. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
So, Jordan, what of all the artists you've had a chance to be on the tour with so far, what surprised you?
I think one of the things for me is I'm just so surprised by everybody's kindness. Everybody's just super excited to be here. You know what I mean? It doesn't really feel like work.
We're talking this morning with Jordan Feliz. And Jordan, just around the corner is the Lenten season, leading up, of course, to our celebration of Resurrection Sunday. Do you or your family do anything special during the Lenten season? A lot of times people will put something down or take something up. What about you?
Yes, usually every year we choose something. This year it's been like a lot of like food stuff for us. We've been really trying to just be really intentional on like no soda has been a big one. So we've been drinking sparkling water a lot.
So, hey, you know what? speaking of Easter, Jordan, did you realize how well recognizable the hat that you wore for your album's photo shoot would be? Did you know that you were going to just become Hat Man?
I had no idea.
How did you pick the hat, Jordan, man? Tell us the story of that hat.
That hat actually was picked out for me.
What? By your wife?
No, they have like a stylist come in and bring a bunch of stuff for me to try on and say, oh, I think this looks good, or you know, whatever. That's what kind of started me trying a ton of different hats, and it's also started kind of like an obsession with buying a ton of hats.
What do you look for in a good Easter bonnet? What should somebody be shopping for, Jordan?
Oh, man. Like, for me, like, my wife says no black, like, no black hats, because I wear a ton of black already, and she's like, you are just going to look straight Amish if you put on a black hat.
Little pop of color, you're saying?
Yeah. So, I mean, maybe some white, or, you know, maybe if you want to be crazy, maybe a red hat. I don't know.
Oh, maybe a nice pastel.
Come on, you're doing the work for me here.
Talking with Jordan Feliz this morning, and we've been digging into some really deep-level stuff here. But Jordan,
oh, yeah.
Before we let you go, tell us the story behind Witness.
Witness came as a song just kind of out of the blue one day, to be completely honest. You guys and I, we're having two completely different days because we're three completely different people. There's, what, 60 billion people on the face of the planet? But the beautiful thing that we have as believers and as the body of Christ, as the church, is the fact that we have someone to turn to and to give everything to and to place our trust in, because God is sovereign over every situation, over every emotion. He's got a love, a mercy, a grace that just never ceases. It never fails. His strength never subsides. And that's really what Witness is about. It's about coming together as the church and acknowledging God's sovereignty over our lives, over every second of our lives, every moment that we live.